Welcome to the EdTech Minute, where I share one-minute tech tips that will help you become more efficient and effective as an educator. I'm your host, JP Hale. You can learn more at edtechminute.com or follow me on Twitter at HaleEdTech. With today's meet shutting down in June, I want to offer four suggestions of what you can do for back-channel discussions. First of all, I'd suggest simply using the Google Slides Q&A feature. The next time you launch a Google Slides presentation, you'll notice that you can use an instructor tool called the Q&A, where people can ask questions and then vote up those questions. The second suggestion is to simply use a Google Doc, but take advantage of the chat feature and the commenting feature. So share out that doc with all your different students or other colleagues, and then you can use that as a back channel. The third suggestion is simply to use Pear Deck. Now, certainly, as you go to PearDeck.com and learn about it, you'll notice you can use the text and drawing response feature, which again could be used for back channel discussions. And finally, a new product for me is called Zeetings. It allows you to create presentations where you can import all kinds of media from Google Slides, PDFs, Canva, YouTube, and so forth, and you can create polls and surveys. And then you can use the commenting feature for your back channel discussions. So those are four ideas for replacing today's meet. Enjoy.